You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh. All right, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. 8:08 in the morning. KBOI.com on the old streamification, as we like to say. Thank you, ma'am. And we have Ed Alexander here behind the monkey glass doing his thing. Thank you, sir.
Play that jazz for the No Joe Jazz Wednesday.
Now, good morning, the supervisor, Allie Miller. How are
good
you doing?
Good morning. Where is the chicken? You know, your little puppet.
Oh, that's right. The last time she was here, Mr. Cheeps was here.
Mr. Cheeps. I couldn't remember his name.
You know, it's time to do for Allie in the next break, right?
We'll bring out Mr. Cheep and the new guy.
So for Ed's Christmas present, I bought him a new hand puppet.
We're not sure which gender it is yet. in this town, it's hard to tell, so we have to figure that out.
So it's funny. I just was looking at Rosanna Gabaldon, the state representative. She has that new bill that she wants to represent to have non-binary on your driver's license.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my God.
She now says that your puppets can be non-binary.
See, Ed, so. I don't even know what the hell that means. That's crazy. Are you kidding me?
Jeez. Ed's like, I didn't know there were going to be math problems today. Non-binary.
Yes. What does it mean?
So here we are, 2020, Supervisor Miller.
Good morning. It's starting off. With a bang.
Before I get to Fergalicious, I do want to get to, it's amazing. We know that Allie and I having a conversation is a three-alarm fire at Pima County. If you thought Sandifer from Goldwater yesterday, who said they send him nasty letters of what he said on our show, that's nothing compared to what's going to go on this hour.
Yes, memos will be flying.
So I made a little bit of a fuss that the email went out to the press and the chosen leadership of Tucson, Arizona, to do a ribbon cutting and champagne with everyone for the $26 million, you can correct my numbers, $26 million Keno South soccer fields. And in bold letters, it said, "The public is not invited." So our $26 million was invited, but not the humans.
Yes, just open up your wallet. We'll take your money, and then we'll go have our private party, just like they did at the Worldview facility. Remember that one?
Which one? They had
a private party at the Worldview facility.
That's true.
They had Tucson Symphony Orchestra, and they had champagne, and it was the who's who. You know, all those got their pictures taken, and it was an amazing event.
So we had listeners call up to RSVP.
to the
Worldview thing.
Okay.
And Worldview said, we're all filled up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
There's nothing but space.
Like, there's nothing out there. You know, there's a whole road that was built and widened for people to stand on. So, yeah, what a joke.
I'm sure Jerry Ottoboni would have loved to be out on the tetherball court where they launch a balloon or blow up balloons.
Yeah.
So now within 24 hours, the rabbit ears of Chuck Huckleberry have kicked in. And in an election year, he has now opened up this VIP event to the public.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? After you put that out there, this is not a good look.
It's so
the taxpayers
may revolt. Pathetic.
We got to keep that money coming. Yeah. It's all of their private. It's all about them. And it's all about, you know, having this event and glad handing and patting each other on the back. That's the amazing thing. Somebody should get an award for this.
So think about this. So it was called the Ribbon Cutting and VIP Open House. VIP Open House. And then event bold and underlined, not open to the public.
Absolutely obscene.
Give me the where we're at with how much. Is 26 mil?
Yeah. But if you look at the whole... Everything that he has planned out there, all of the investments, I've got those. That documentation has been a few years since it's come up. I believe the bottom line total investment ends up being somewhere around $70 million. And for all that he wants to do out there in the different phases. And this soccer complex that he's building is state of the art. It's, you know, the Reach 11 up in Phoenix. We have fast drainage type fields,
right?
You know, and the amount of money invested into soccer when our roads are in the condition they're in. I we can vote for things that are kind of a luxury later, but this is absolutely obscene. When our roads are in the condition that they're in, this is where we're investing our money. And Chuck will say, the memo that will come out, you can't invest general fund money into the roads. You know, it is such a joke. And I hope people have figured out that that is a blatant lie. There is no statute. And people, our money goes in the general fund, goes where we want it to go.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's going into soccer fields when our roads are in the condition they're in. And it's just obscene. And then not to invite, I mean, to put that on bold letters, the public is not invited. We love your money, folks. We're going to have our little party at the soccer complex.
And that money's paying for the champagne also.
Oh, of course. Of course, it'll be all on the taxpayers. And and to exclude the taxpayers, how obscene. I mean,
par for the course is what I would say.
It is par for the course in Pima County.
Think about this, right? We always say we're at least several hundred million dollars in the hole on roads. It's probably a bill, right? Okay. But think about this. If you took this soccer thing plus worldview, there's $100 million right there.
Yeah. If you took all of that and you invested it, and the amazing thing, that would bring economic development. That would bring people to the community. You know, invest in, I just heard you reading the crime stats. We've got to invest more in law enforcement. That's getting pretty scary. But in that area, all Chuck's worried about, the pension spiking. You know, we got to get rid of the Stone Garden, but we're worried about pension spiking. Meanwhile, the crime stats are going through the roof.
Again, I love Chucky.
But we need soccer fields.
Chucky chiding other people for pension spikes.
Oh, I know. That is pretty amazing.
I mean, he's the emperor of the pension spike.
He sure is.
he's making gonna have one heck 400 of a pension. G's.
Yeah, over right? that. Yeah.
I mean, if there's a pension spiker, I mean, he's the LeBron James of pension spiker. Holy cow. All right, 8:15 in the morning. Allie Miller, Christy Simone, Ed Alexander. When we come back, we're going to get into the world of Fergalicious.
Yes. He reappears. We wondered where he went.
It's a No Joe Jazz Wednesday. This is Allison Miller, the other Allie Miller.
This is it.
Oh, yeah. I heard you had an Allison Miller on the other day.
She's in town tonight.
Playing tonight at the Fox.
This is her?
This is her. She's her playing the drums right there.
Wow.
So 10:30 The Voice.
That's my side job.
Thank you very much. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice.
That would be Jimmy Smith.
All right. You're on Wake Up, Tucson and No Joe Jazz Wednesday. Allie Miller. Now, Supervisor Miller, I just want to tell you, I'm going to ask you to turn around and look at Ed, but be ready.
He loves you.
Oh, what is his name?
Well, I don't know. So I went to Nameberry, where they have, you give me a come up names, and I came up names for either sex, right?
Whoa.
What? Gender.
Okay. But doesn't he have a goatee or a beard there hanging off his...
He does. He's got like a... or that's his Adam's apple. I don't know.
Oh, that's a tie.
That's a tie.
He's wearing a tie.
Here's a couple of names.
His goatee's grown out of his neck.
Is that a tie? Okay. All right. A couple of names I was thinking. Pat.
Right.
Or Gene.
Pat right.
Or Chris.
Chris.
Right.
Taylor Allie.
Oh, that's true. There's an Allie. We talk about her. There's an Allie Miller who's a star rugby player in Scotland.
Or an Allie. Or an Allie.
Right.
Jamie.
Right.
Frankie. You know, I mean, there could be a lot of them. So
Chuck.
Chuck.
There's only one Chuck, what can I tell you, in my life.
I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to take a picture of you with that.
Yes.
And then we'll put it up on Facebook later, and then we'll ask the Facebookers.
Name that Muppet.
Yeah,
I like his eyebrows.
Did you bring Cheeps?
Of course,
Cheeps
Mr.
Is
Cheeps
here.
Is always here. He's got a crush on Allie. Thank you.
Well, he had a crush on Allie until we ate that chicken sandwich to celebrate.
Oh, that's right.
The world
nothing
view
to
balloon.
Do with us.
We're here on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, Supervisor Miller, Christy Simone, Eddie Alexander. We're in jazz lighting. That's why the lights are down. We're not saving power or anything.
We're mellow mode here.
Is it No Joe Jazz Wednesday? We're just
thank you for that, Ed.
We're keeping it cool.
I had a riled up day yesterday.
So I put my picture up yesterday of Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas, and it says on a 3-2 vote, Fergie's a new Pima County constable. Congratulations to Joe on escaping the Arizona Daily Star.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of disappeared from the Arizona Daily Star, I think November-ish time frame, November, early December.
Sure.
He was gone.
Because, well, they said he wasn't writing on the political beat, but was he writing something else?
I don't pay attention
that closely.
I don't read that, fake news.
So let's talk about this, right? So we had this open up constable spot.
Uh-huh.
We had Joe Ferguson, the government and politics reporter, covering the county. Okay, and then this guy, Mr. Camacho.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
And you brought Mr. Camacho's resume in.
Yes,
with us.
Yes,
I did. Now, one thing that was interesting is I thought that Mr. Camacho provided a resume.
Yes,
but Mr. Ferguson did not.
Yeah, Mr. Camacho actually made an appointment to come into my office. I guess he visited every supervisor, and he came in for probably a 15-minute visit, and wanted to introduce himself and explain his background. And he explained that he has been in that position as an assistant constable to the constable who is retiring. And he's been there for 18 years. He's born and raised in that community, and he knows the community well. He actually goes out and performs constable duties. He said he participated in writing the training manual that is used statewide for constables. He also helped write policies and procedures, and he goes out and assists in the field. And you see his resume there, and he presented himself extremely well in my office, and he told me he was not political. He wanted nothing to do with politics, but he does have to run for the seat. And I believe he told me he has filed to run for the seat. So he was hoping to get the appointment. It was just him and Joe Ferguson. And as I looked at the resume and the letter of interest that he gave to me, I mean, it was clear who was the qualified individual for this position, and he's been very dedicated. I mean, he's been there for 18 years, very proud of what he's doing and hardworking. And so I, supported him, and when I spoke out to support him, it turned into a free-for-all. I mean, people were, the board members were clear that they were going to vote for Rich. I think it was Richard Elias that made the motion to support Joe Ferguson.
Now, hold up for a sec. The precinct where this job is, whose district is that in?
Ramon Valadez's, and he's the one that put it on the agenda.
But Richard made the
motion. I'm not quite sure why that happened.
Okay.
People can speculate on that, but I don't know why Ramon didn't make the motion. He did vote yes to approve Joe Ferguson. And I think it's really unfortunate that happened because, it's going to be a lot more training for Joe Ferguson. It's going to cost a lot more to bring him up to speed. Now, I get it. He's got to switch careers because the Arizona Star's dead. It went down because of the fact that they were, peddling propaganda, in my opinion.
Why didn't Chuck just put an extra 60 G's in the communications budget?
Nothing. I think right? He's tired of taking the heat for that. So he probably didn't want to do that, especially with all those vacancies in the county budget. So I don't know why he didn't do that, but he did apply for the position. Of course, the three board members approved it.
Camacho on his resume, and Allie gave me a copy, he's a member of the National Constables and Marshals Association, a member of the Arizona Constables Association. He's a specialty instructor for the Arizona Peace Officer Standards and Training Board, and then received the National Constable Marshal Association's Recognition Award.
Right. So he's pretty qualified for the position. I mean, it was...
Pretty qualified,
yeah,
yes.
Hands down, he was the individual who should have been supported, but...
So the guy who has no experience...
Right.
Right? Who has... didn't even put a resume in.
He did... You know what was interesting?
What?
The resumes, for the first time I've ever seen this, the resumes did not appear in the background material for the Board of Supervisors.
That's
the
crazy.
Clerk just put a note in that a letter of interest was and a resume was received from each one. She did not provide those resumes to us. This gentleman, if I hadn't met with him, I would not have gotten his resume.
Gotcha.
And so it was a wise move on his part that I actually got his resume. Joe Ferguson didn't feel the need to come and speak with me about his application. And it was very clear to me when he walked in the room, he knew he had the job.
Sure, sure, man.
So you and Steve Christie voted against Ferguson.
Right.
Richard Elias, when he fired back at you when you said that this guy was the most qualified individual, saying he felt the longtime reporter, quote, will be a better constable.
Yeah.
Unquote.
Yeah.
How could that be?
You know, yeah, exactly.
That's like I would be a better constable than the guy you just told me about. That's impossible.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. It to me, there's no defense of that, but.
So what yeah, I, so what
but
I,
that's how it works.
What I love about this is that we just read the guy's resume.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he might have made a mistake by putting the word deputy constable as his title. I don't know what his assistant
know.
Or something,
it's
staff
some sort
assistant.
Of an, apparently, it's an assistant. But
so, blue check idiot Dylan Smith on his blog, okay, basically looks at this and says, "Oh, that thing's wrong. That's not what he is."
That's his big.
Oh, what are you kidding? He's got the whole page, full page resume.
All this other stuff about being a member of the all these other things and getting this award.
Oh my.
That didn't make it in
these
there.
These people are so. Do you understand how one sided this
whole damn thing? I think Dylan's looking for a job one day.
Of course he is.
That's why it's called fake news.
You know, the guy's begging for money all the time. He needs to keep food on his table. I get it. But no, they're all buddies in the county.
Yeah, so.
This is bull crud.
But the good news is this gentleman is running, and I believe, you know, he has very strong ties. He was born and raised in that area. So he's got to run a campaign now, and he may win the seat in November, or it'll be August 4th. You know, he's running again. They're both Democrats, so it'll be in the primary.
There's one more part of this I want to get to, but let's get to bill number two before we get to CBS Bloomberg. Billy, what's shaking?
Morning, everybody. Thank you, Alan, for all you do. Hey, he does have a resume. It's the buddy program, you know. And this is pretty typical of what Pima County does. If we think back, you know, what they do is someone's either retiring or moving on, and rather than, you know, they appoint someone in there so then they can run the next time as an incumbent with all the trappings and, you know, fundraising and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty,
right.
pretty normal, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's pretty sad, you know. And the concern I have, you know, is, sure, Joe's got to find another job. Everybody does career changes, but the fact that this man was so qualified for it.
Yep.
You know, we saw the same thing with Ray Carroll when he was appointed to be a judge.
Yep.
It was
the thing
same
about
situation.
The qualification stuff is, if you really look around at the people that are there, they hire, there's not a lot of qualifications for much of anything they do, especially if you look at the way the budget's done.
Right.
See you guys.
Thank you, Billy. Mm-hmm. All right, we got CBS Bloomberg News coming up, 790-2040. We're hanging out and catching up with Supervisor Allie Miller, District 1. Wake up, Tucson, 1030 The Voice. Look at you.
I don't know what's going on here.
Look at you,
I
Alexander.
Have no idea what's happening.
You got to get those puppets dancing. That's what you got to start doing, buddy.
Yeah.
We're on Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. We're going to be the best place to cover all the different parts of elections 2020. We have a page on our KVOI.com page that will have every candidate interview from every person that walks through this studio will be on one page. So if you want to hear it out of their own pie hole, whether they're on Wake Up, Zach's show, Buckmaster, maybe some of the weekend shows, go to KVOI.com and go to Elections 2020. And then we'll also have some other resource pages when you want to find a candidates page and different things like that. So we have made the commitment. That's why we put Hugh Hewitt in that 10 to 12 part of our lineup is we're going to be the best we can be for Elections 2020.
Oh, good.
So,
good. We need that. We need that because it's hard to find information on people. I mean, I saw the CD2. They had a debate.
Right.
And I didn't know what was going on. I probably wouldn't have been able to go anyway, but it got filled up really quickly. I hope they do something up on the northwest side. But some of the names I've never heard before.
Yep. There's, I think, there's seven Republicans running for that race.
And there's a new guy in there.
Eric Rudin. He'll be on, he's on the show tomorrow. Eric.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Kind of make his public quote announcement, and we'll talk a little bit about.
He's got some business experience. He what
owns Essential Pest Control.
Yeah.
And Joe and I knew him in the early days because he was part of the whole getting rid of camper at the chamber crew and that kind of thing. So
that's a good thing.
Did some work with Trent and Jennifer in the Tea Party world.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, so he's been active in that activist.
He's been taking off some time because he's raising kids and, you know, coaching his daughter's
business.
Yeah, running a business and coaching his daughter's softball team. But
yeah,
now he's ready to do this.
He's in that point in his life where he's able to do it. That's good. We need more, and he looks kind of young. So you got more younger people moving in, and I think that's a really good thing. We have to get people that are going to be the future of the community running the community. That's my opinion, is we need some, you know, younger voices, and it's great that younger people are getting involved.
I teased this earlier, and someone just hit me on Facebook Messenger. I do want, and you don't have to say a word. It's just funny that you're here. Okay, so yesterday or Monday, we talked about Barney Brenner is the campaign manager for Sheriff Napier.
Okay,
and on the Joseph Morgan for Congress website, there was a picture of him and Mark. Right? And it was not an authorized use of Mark on his page.
Oh, okay.
So Mark asked Barney to talk to Joseph and say, can you take that down?
Yeah, and he doesn't want to endorse, of course.
Right,
yeah.
So he gave him the old, well, Mark's going to have to call me directly and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So anyway, which is totally hilarious because, of course, Barney went through this with Morgan's cousin when he ran against you.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
And Barney then had to take money out of his own pocket to do a robocall to tell every Republican in District 1 that his John Winchester used his picture and his wife's picture without authorization, and please vote for Allie Miller.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. Yeah, that's unfortunate that people do that, but it happens. You know, campaigning is ugly.
So here's my tease. I got my email from Joseph Morgan yesterday. I heard you trashing me and my cousin the other day with the help of Barney Brenner, who gave a made-up quote to a conversation between he and myself in his defense. I would love to come on the air and set the record straight with your audience. Sincerely, Joseph. So I sent him back. Wonderful idea. We'd love to have you and Barney come on the air at the same time, and pretty much you can tell the audience that Barney's a liar. So I think it'll be fascinating radio, as we like to say. So, yeah. Joseph, love to have you on. We'll make it happen.
I think that would be good. Clear the air, get it out there, have the conversation, and see how it all shakes out.
One more thing on
I know is I've had my share of that stuff.
I know. One thing on this constable, there's a couple of lines from the Dylan blog, Blue Check blog, I want to make sure here. So this is there's so many great lines out of what happened in this very short, really, exchange yesterday.
Yeah.
The whole thing's 2 minutes, probably.
Right. Yeah, a couple minutes.
I mean, the video you posted's a minute and 42 seconds.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
So I love this one. Richard Elias rejected Miller's claims of Ferguson's appointment being, quote, a political favor. Ed, now this is the line I want you to listen to.
Yeah, I'm going to believe this. Go ahead. Right. Go ahead.
I'm getting the president ready to talk.
Oh, you got one of those.
I do. It's my gift from Chris King. Acknowledging, this is Richard Elias, acknowledging that he's been as much of the subject of the reporters digging as Supervisor Miller or any other member of the board.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the hell that means. Who's acknowledging what?
So
he's using big words.
He's acknowledging that he's been as much a subject of Joe Ferguson's digging as a reporter as Allie Miller.
Let's go find those hit pieces that Joe Ferguson has done on Richard Elias.
Yeah, right. Come on, man.
Come on, Richard, send him in.
That's just insulting to everyone's intelligence.
No, it is. It's totally insulting. It's favoritism, and that always happens at the Pima County. And it's just blatant in our face, and they get away with it. And then Dylan, I don't have anything against Dylan, but I mean, I'm looking at that resume of this guy who's a constable, deputy constable, every other constable there is, and then I don't read Dylan stuff, so if unless it's news, and if he's going to pick apart the first thing on, it's like, no, the news is the news, okay?
Publish
not the stuff
resumes,
that you're trying to make damn
facts.
News.
Yeah.
The facts are on that piece of paper.
So he did that perfectly in relation to this guy's resume.
Yes.
So he looked at the resume, and this is what he got from it. He's not a deputy constable, okay? He is a special staff assistant. That's
okay.
His official title, okay? So that was what he got out of this. All right.
As compared to a guy who's a damn reporter, a friend of yours, you guys pat each other on the back and have coffee all the time. That is not a constable, but that's okay.
So any of his professional affiliations and the award he won, and also being AZ Post specialty instructor.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like okay. It's like Sheriff Napier.
Was ignored by Dylan Smith.
Exactly.
Okay. So then his coup de grace of reporting is saying he has several unnamed sources. What is this, the Washington Post? That this guy is a, quote, subject of an ongoing human resources investigation.
That's horrible to smear somebody. I mean, it's disgusting.
And then this line's my magic one. Because they are not authorized to release that information, those sources each requested anonymity. Well, no crap.
Yeah, of course.
It's like Sheriff Napier. If you look at his resume, it's like 3 pages long. This guy has been teaching law enforcement at universities around the nation for years. He does this. He's been that. You know, but no, they want to put in some guy who's out to get him. You know, I mean, there's nobody has a better resume in this town.
But what I love here is,
and this guy.
This guy, Dylan, is just one of the leaders of it's the echo chamber.
They're hacks. I'm sorry.
He's not serving his community better
by
this kind of reporting.
No.
It is called hacks.
It's called hacks, okay? When you start attacking people like that, you know, that's not the story. The story is a guy who worked for the paper, who's a friend of all these guys and covered all these guys and went to breakfast and lunch and dinner with all these guys, got appointed to this job that, look, I'm not ready for. He's not ready for. I've got my niece's husband back east is a constable. You know how many weapons he has to carry to go serve these warrants? And they're mostly drug warrants or you didn't pay this or the domestic violence. Joe Ferguson is about as knowledgeable about that and as I am. And I wouldn't run for it. I'd be scared for my life. You need a professional in here. And what do you get? You get a friend of Richard Elias and a friend of Chuck Huckleberry, and you give them another damn job like you gave Ray Carroll a job in Green Valley and everybody else, and they put it in front of your face, and we're just supposed to go, that never happened. And people I know who read this junk go, well, look, it says here. Yeah, that's the problem with America.
I can't believe anybody would rely on that.
Oh, I know a lot of people very close
really?
To me
wow.
who read the Star and believe everything that they, even though we have it on paper in front of us every day.
That's sad.
Now, they're
lazy.
We got two calls to get to, but what I want to do is I want to read, this is the page on Dylan Smith's news blog about why you should donate to him. All right? And there's a big, long blurb about why they're amazing.
As every other newspaper, but that's
okay.
Hold
on, I want to get my button on the right
hand
of the sound machine. It's ready to go.
Everyone has the same. They just cut and paste this link. Go ahead.
Here we go. We strive to be an honest broker of civic engagement, to be even-handed and develop quality journalism.
Not even going to comment.
Let's go to the phone, 790-2040.
Just
laughable. Line 3, Jerry Ottoboni, the troublemaker.
Well, you took my name in vain earlier.
I know. I apologize.
Listen, I was at that meeting, and I heard Ferguson, he doesn't know diddly squat.
Right. I don't either, but he doesn't for sure.
Well, everybody around me said, this looks real fishy. Extremely fishy. People were livid.
Fishy.
People were yelling and walking out the door, and at least kicked them out. They were so upset over this.
We got to kick him out.
How do we get rid of this guy?
Exactly. he's an insult and a disgrace.
Why did they pick him? That looks so bad.
Jerry, you're at a lot of these meetings with Supervisor
Miller.
She's
at every single one. She's a fixture.
None of this surprised you, right? Come on, Jer.
No, because here's the thing. They're always pushing, oh, we're Hispanic and we're for the Hispanics. That's a lie. They've just proven that they're not for the Hispanic people.
Well, and it's not about whether you're a Hispanic, you're white, or anything else. It's about qualifications. Richard had to bring up the race card. And so, well, am I supposed to vote for him just because he's a Mexican?
Richard,
well, no,
you're
that
sweet.
That isn't why I voted for the guy.
That is the quote.
Because he's the most qualified, or I supported him.
Let me give you the quote from the blue check Dylan from Elias. What, I'm supposed to vote for the other guy because he's Mexican? I've been fighting against that sort of attitude my whole life.
Listen to you. Who are you schmoozing with, Enrigos, man?
Hold on.
Don't give me that crud.
And the fake news.
You want a fake news one? Here we go.
Come on. You are fake news. Okay,
These people are out of hand.
Fake news.
Well, so is Huckleberry out of hand?
They're out of hand.
When are we going to get rid of him? How are we going to get rid of him?
We'll talk about that over the next 11 months. Jerry, thanks for the call. Thanks for being out there and always going to the call to the audience and giving people headaches. The right people. Thanks, Jerry. Have a great day. 790-2040. Let's get Greg on before we go to break. Greg, what's going on, sir?
Thank you.
We're going to go to break right away. I needed a couple of minutes.
Come on.
You're
come
not
on.
Getting a couple of minutes. Let's
Stop
just go.
It.
Hurry
Don't
up.
Tell us what
Let's
to do.
Let's go.
But, I know I should have called Candace T.
You should have.
Should have, because, yeah, what's his name?
Hey, hold on. Let's do this. Ed, just hang up on him.
I just did.
Thank you. Goodbye. Hey, you're on a No-Jo Jazz Wednesday, and I guess... If Greg would like the other guy to take his phone call to talk about this, love to hear from it.
He's probably not talking about it.
Wake up, Tucson, 10:30, The Voice. Good choice for our closing bump, little Jimmy Smith, The Sermon. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30, The Voice. Greek brother Zach, call the Arizona Daily Star and have them do an investigative article. Oh, wait, ... You can't. It's the fox guarding the henhouse. Ed, your buddy Dan Shearer from the Green Valley News, hanging up on that idiot was the best part of today's show.
Oh, yes. He always calls. He wants to pontificate, and it's okay, but that's the way he acts. And so,
but
you
just
know.
At this point in time, you see how fired up Ed is.
Ed is pretty fired up today. I think we got his blood pressure.
Well,
and then you say you're going to dictate to us, go to break because I need more time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're not putting up with that today. And then you say you're going to go call the competition.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's have you get off of our troublesome lines.
Yeah.
And you can call up somebody else. Allison Miller.
Hi.
Is there anything else you'd like to get off of the docket today? We have about 7 minutes to go. What do you got for me?
Well, I can talk about the fact that the U of A, who leases our hospital for $10 a year, and has been doing so, U of A Banner Health,
the
nonprofit that was created, for $10 a year. And they're now leasing 3,200 square feet of that to Southwest Ambulance and, you know, to transport people back and forth to that hospital, which is fine. However, they're getting $45,000 a year for that lease. And guess who's getting to keep the money? It's our facility. Richard brings up, they've invested in that facility and improved it. Well, guess who paid the $3 million of capital improvements? The Pima County taxpayers. So that money should come back to the Pima County or give them $5 a year lease. Either way, it's just wrong. And it's one of these deals. It's another one of those little deals that just keeps creeping up, and every single one of them add up. So... yeah, that was one. We had a little discussion on the Equal Rights Amendment.
No, I don't want to get to that real quick, but here's a question for you. On the when I was listening to the meeting, and Richard Elias says, everybody knows that when a doctor trains someplace, they usually stay in the city they're trained in.
I've investigated that. They do not stay in Tucson. The majority leave the state. And Pima County taxpayers are paying that $16.5 million a year. And there's a five-year commitment to pay for graduate medical education. The state used to do it, but the state could no longer justify that they had the money to do it. And their fiscal, when they reviewed their budget, they said, we can't afford it, so we're not going to do it. Pima County does not have to do this, but it's something that they have chosen to do. And like I said, when the core services aren't covered, why are we doing all of these other things?
Now, I know this is purely coincidence, but I just want to, here's a trivia question for Supervisor Miller.
Uh-oh.
In the last 30 years...
Three?
Has anyone on the elected official, elected supervisor, ever worked for Southwest Ambulance?
Southwest Ambulance.
Has ever worked. Not saying currently worked for, but has ever worked for Southwest Ambulance.
Ramon Valadez was for Rural Metro.
No, he worked for both.
For both of them?
Yeah, I'm looking at his candidate profile. It says employer Southwest Ambulance and Rural Metro. I know he doesn't work for them now. But
okay.
Again, just when you said Southwest Ambulances.
Yeah, but it's the principle. You
yeah,
know,
I
if
know.
You're getting our building, and it's a huge building at about 20 acres, and you're getting that building for $10 a year, and we're doing all the taxpayers are doing all the capital improvements on it, and then you're leasing it out, that money should come back to the Pima County taxpayers and use that money for something that we need in the community instead of it going to the U of A's coffers. I mean, they have what? A $2.6 billion budget.
I was going to say, if you take the U of A
tuition.
Plus Banner's coffers.
I'm going to say, is it going to U of A or is it going to Banner? Because Banner doesn't need another damn dime.
It's U of A Banner Health is the name. Ramon tried to say they were two separate entities. Well, the U of A formed that nonprofit to take over the hospital, and the U of A is connected via the graduate medical education. I'm sorry, but they are connected. And the U of A has all kinds of those types of deals, you know, the free courtrooms. They have another facility where Max went for the master's program downtown. He was taking classes, and he said,
Max, the intern.
Yeah, they're leasing out all of this building that I go to classes in. And Pima County isn't getting the revenues. And then, of course, we front them for their mineral museum, right? We front all the walnut, you know, and it was millions. But, and it's disgusting. You know, it's time that we focus on the core services in Pima County.
All right. We got Jesse Lugo on the line. We're going to take his call. It's about the constable, Mr. Camacho.
Oh, okay.
If we run out of time, thank you for being here.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a great 2020.
Yes, I will.
Jesse Lugo. What's going on, Trouble?
Share some information on George Camacho Jr.'s parents.
We got about 2 minutes just to tell you.
Well, I'll be very short. They're a very prominent family. Dr. George Camacho and his wife, Virginia, run Camacho Chiropractic off of Ajo and 12th Avenue. In fact, George and Virginia took a little leave of absence, but they're back in business. But a very prominent family, but it's a shame that George Camacho Jr. did not get appointed yesterday.
I think so, too.
Do you know George Camacho Jr.?
Yes, I do.
Do you think, basically, he definitely was the best guy for this job?
No question about it. His resume is an impeccable resume, you know, speaks for itself. But I listened to the program yesterday, Board of Supervisors. Just a shame that he did not get appointed to that position.
Well,
I agree 100%. And his parents were there with him, and I think his wife. Yep. Very sad.
Well, Jesse, thanks for the info, and maybe one day we'll get it right in Pima County. I got hope.
Yeah.
The one thing we know, I think, is the community down there got to see how Pima County operates up close and personal, how it really works.
Right.
And they got to see that firsthand yesterday.
Awesome.
So
I think you're
terrible.
Right, and I think that the voters in Pima County will then hopefully elect George Camacho Jr. to that position.
I hope so.
Actually, I think George Camacho Jr. should run against Richard Elias.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Go right for it and turn this into a win.
You know, and I have nothing against Joe Ferguson, you know, but he's as qualified for that job as I am. That's all I'm saying, you know. Good for him. He's got the county doles now. He got the money from his friends, but it doesn't make any damn sense in reality.
All right, Jess, have a good day. Allie, thanks for everything.
Thank you.
See you very, very soon.
Have a great day.
You too. Tomorrow, we got the sports intern, Ryan Larson. Eric Rudin, the new congressional candidate for CD2, making his debut. And then we got the Arizona Originals. We got Mark doing movies on Friday. He's doing top 20 movie villains of all time.
All right.
And then Ed Ackerley is going to start joining us for a monthly hour talking about various things in the world of Tucson marketing and advertising. So look forward to catch up to him with him. So Zach's coming up. I see Kim Adair from the Arizona Bowl sitting in the green room having animated conversation. Wake up, Tucson, 1030 The Voice.